From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's been a confusing day in Beijing, where talks are underway to try to resolve issues surrounding North Korea's nuclear program. The North Korean side appeared to be in a conciliatory mood earlier in the day, and both the Russian and Chinese sides said the North Koreans had offered to freeze their nuclear program. But then the North Koreans themselves came out later on to say the talks were making no progress because of the hardline position of the U.S. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing, and he joins us now. Rob, can you sort through all of this and make sense out of what's going on there?
Well, yes, it is a little confusing. What we've had, as you said, was conciliatory noises earlier in the day, then some very hardline statements later in the day. I think we've got to remember that this is North Korea that we're dealing with here. It's one of the world's last hardline Stalinist states, and this is very much its way of negotiating, trying to wield a big stick and then trying to pull out some carrots later on and trying to balance that whole way of negotiating. I think when you look at the day as a whole, and certainly yesterday as well, most diplomats here and even Secretary of State Colin Powell, I see, speaking from Washington, have been fairly upbeat about how it's gone. The talks haven't broken down, and despite some of the angry rhetoric which you always expect from the North Koreans, I think people feel at least it's going smoothly, and they're looking towards day three tomorrow.
Well, if this is bluster on the North Korean side, as you indicate, what signs are there that the North's offers to freeze its nuclear program are for real?
Well, that's very difficult to know. And from the U.S. point of view, of course, freezing their nuclear program is not sufficient. So if that is their best offer, that's not going to be good enough for Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly, who's leading the U.S. team here. What the U.S. wants to see is a complete, verifiable, irreversible dismantling of the nuclear program.
So it doesn't sound like they're leaning towards doing what Libya did and just ending the nuclear weapons program on their own.
Not at the moment. I think, of course, the Bush administration would very much like them to lean that way. One of the big sticking points here is that we know that North Korea has a plutonium-based nuclear program, but now, after the revelations of the Pakistani scientist Abdul Qadir Khan in the last few weeks, he said that he had sold uranium-based nuclear technology to North Korea. Now, the North Koreans haven't owned up to that. They've said, we don't have that. And until they admit that they do have that, which the U.S. government firmly believes they have, then it's going to be very difficult to go down any sort of path like the one that Libya has gone down, because the U.S. simply won't believe the North Koreans unless they come clean about that.
Rob, the talks are continuing tomorrow. What's your sense of timing if there is to be an agreement on this?
Well, I don't think there is going to be a final agreement tomorrow. There could be agreement to talk more. And I think the key issue in all this is the U.S. presidential election in November. Kim Jong-il himself, the leader of North Korea, there are suggestions. Some analysts I've spoken to have said he really doesn't want to do a deal with President Bush. He might just sit it out and try and wait and see if President Bush might be beaten in the November election, because he feels, wrongly or rightly, that a Democratic president would be a bit softer on North Korea than the very hard line that the Bush administration is taking currently.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
Thanks very much, Melissa.
NPR's Rob Gifford covering the talks on North Korea's nuclear weapons program in Beijing.